vision. Jephthah refused to be worried. He left. They said, you have nothing. But in his mind, he said, you know what? I'm a marksman. I know how to hunt. And I think I have leadership ability. Let me go and develop that in the jungle. The Bible says that vain men there means ordinary people. People who had no direction. Just like they came to David in the cave of Adullam. They were not thieves. They were not marauders. He became a hunter. He became a warrior in the bush. Regret looks back. Worry looks around in fear. But vision looks forward. Vision looks at what I can become. What I can accomplish. Regardless of all the odds that may be against me. Yes, of a truth, somebody might say, oh, you know what? But there are some things to learn from the past. Of course. You can learn from your past. Make sure you learn from it. But you can't live except you look forward. Life will not be sweet if you're always looking back. Life can only be sweet when you look forward. Because when you look forward, you move forward. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in Isaiah 43, verse 18 to 19, remember ye not the former things. I wasn't the one that said it. The Spirit of the Lord. Neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. I want to do something new with your life. Don't get held up with what you used to be. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Tell your neighbor, say neighbor. Don't be afraid to keep moving forward in the Lord. Don't be afraid to keep moving forward in the Lord. Much more than you have experienced before, God wants to do much more with your life. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. You can write this down. No one, I repeat again, no one sets the race of your life for you. No one sets that race for you and say, this is the race you should run. Not even your parents. They can only advise you when they have helped you to discover your race. Praise the Lord. When my son got to the university, my first son, he went into the university to read XYZ. And then he got there. Then one day he called me, said, Dad, I don't want to do that anymore. Initially, I was angry with him. I was almost going to be like, why not? You have to. He said, I don't think that's where my passion lies. I said, okay, you have another opportunity now. Choose where your passion lies. Then he chose it. And each time he calls me, I call him, how are you? How are things? He said, I'm having the best time of my life. I'm enjoying my classes. Awesome. One of my daughters here just got recognized in school. Because when she also first came to me, I said, what do you want to read? When she told me, I'm like, why? Why? I said, that's my passion. That's what I want to be. She's an A student. She's the top of our class. She's well recognized in school. The professors are saying, you are the best we've ever taught. Hallelujah. And one of them is in the cover of the magazine of their school. When were you on the cover of your school magazine? Not the fake one you post on Facebook. That you were on Vogue. Praise the Lord. They earned it. They worked for it. One of our ministers told me 2 weeks ago, I've been promoted. Promotion don't come by dreaming. And it doesn't come by praying alone. It doesn't come by fasting. It comes by hard work. It comes by being creative. Am I boring you? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says, can you quickly project for me Hebrews chapter 12? Let everybody see. From verse 1 and 2. Hebrews 12. Verse 1 and 2. Wherefore, seeing also we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. Jephthah knew that if I keep on arguing with these guys, if I keep on being emotional or sentimental with these people, I'm not going to achieve my purpose in life. Lay aside every weight. The weight of bitterness. The weight of envy. The weight of rage. Lay them aside. Those are sins that can easily trip you to fall. He said what? Run. Come on, show me verse 2 right there. Run with patience the race that God, it's only God that can set that race for you. Not anybody. Run the race with patience that is set before you. Looking unto who? Jesus is right there. Is your beginning, is your end. Is the author and the finisher of your faith. Who for the joy that was set before him, he endured. Sometimes you have to endure that mistreatment. You have to endure that abuse. Hallelujah. Somebody said there's something in me. Say, I have something to declare. Hallelujah. If you really look inside you, regardless of what Satan is saying, regardless of what people are saying, regardless of your present circumstance, may be saying, there's something in you. Guess what? Focus on that thing. Focus on this. You see, one of our strengths in this ministry, if you have noticed now, we pray. Amen? The word is good. And the worship is excellent. And there are so many hands on deck that make all those things happen. Our children are well taught, even though their classrooms are not ready. How do I know that? I know that from my children at home. When they begin to say some things, I'm like, oh my God. Ask you some questions that will throw you off. Or they are just sitting by themselves and composing new songs you've never heard before. My children do that a lot. I think they take that from me. You know, because my wife can sing, but the notes may not be there, you know. Praise the Lord. I remember one day, they said my wife should come and sing. I think it was Prince Will. I said to Minister Dikpo, I said, who is this causing trouble for me? Praise. But I was surprised that day that she did it well. What am I trying to say? We focus on our strength. Because that's what's going to make us great. We focus on our strength. Hallelujah. When you focus on your strength, then you create something more. Hallelujah. You make motion. You make movement. When you look inside you, what do you see? What do you see? That reminds me of a story I read some time ago. Some of you might know the story. A teacher in kindergarten asked our class to draw whatever they like and present it to the class or something like that. And this little girl began to draw, and the teacher was walking around and asked the girl, What are you drawing? She said, I'm drawing God. And the woman was like, but nobody has seen God before. She said, well, in a minute they will. She was creative. She saw something. Praise the Lord. What are you seeing? What you see is what you create. If you see hate, you become hateful. If you see envy, you become envious. If all you see around you is, oh, nobody likes me, down under, then you grow bitterness. Your heart will be filled with it. Your home will be filled with it. When people greet you, good morning, you'll be asking them, what's good about the morning? Because you are filled with bitterness. The sun shines on your day. And you said, there's nothing good. It rains in the night to make you cool and sleep well. And you say, there's nothing good. May God have mercy. Spend your time and energy creating and not criticizing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I told you, Jephthah was born to reign, but he had to earn it. Amen. He had to earn the throne. Write this down. I hope I'm encouraging you this morning. Please, what and sound, if you can quickly type this on the screen so that everybody can see it and leave it there for some time. If you are satisfied with what you have done, you will never be recognized for what you can do. If you are satisfied with what you have done, you will never be recognized for what you can do. Let me allow that to marinate a little bit. Your heart. I'm sure this message is for somebody. When people trip you, or for one reason or the other, you fall. Like somebody said, make sure you pick up something. Don't just fall and get up. Pick something up. Why did I fall? I won't allow myself to fall again. Pick up something. Praise the Lord. You know, one of the biggest mistakes in life is the mistake, or is the fear of making a mistake. You're afraid to make a mistake, is a mistake. If you're afraid to make a mistake, it's a mistake you are making. Because how can you be perfected if you don't make mistakes? I'm not saying deliberately go out there and do something stupid and say, well, it was a mistake. My pastor said I should make a mistake. No, I didn't say that. I'm listening to this message all over again. Hallelujah. Develop yourself. Somebody said, develop yourself. One of my friends, Charles Omoli, Dr. Charles Omoli, some of you know him. You want to increase your value in the marketplace. Develop what you have. Repackage it. And represent it. That's what all these manufacturers and companies do. The soap you use to wash your clothes 20 years ago is still the same one you are using today. But then they will lie on the package, new and improved. But it's still the same. Oh, yeah. I'm hearing some vibes. Age-defying serum. Growing old is a privilege. Amen. Huh? Women, your stretch marks is beautiful. My wife's stretch marks, they are beautiful. I like them. It's a proof. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Many people want stretch marks. Many women want stretch marks. Nothing can divide you. Don't kid yourself. If you plaster the outside, the inside is decaying. Yes. Praise God. You guys are taking my time. Praise God. Those who, while you are developing yourself, those who say you are nothing, one day they will call you back. They will call you back. They called Jephthah back. Son of a harlot, get out of here. You are nothing. And then they run into trouble. May my enemies run into trouble. And then they will call me to come and solve their problem. In Jesus' name. May all my enemies run into trouble. May they have a problem that I am the only one who can solve it. Then I will tax them more. Jephthah said, are you sure that when I come back? They came and said, we want you to be our captain. He said, so when I come back, I will be your head. Not only your captain. I'll be your head and your captain. They say yes as the Lord lives. Oh, really? Though he wasn't a bitter man, he just told them. Because my question was, you were elders of Gilead. Where were you when they sent me out of my father's house? But it was God set up. Hallelujah. It was the same elders who said, come. Say, but you sent me out. Now you want me. Please forgive us. Let me tell somebody here. Please. Never reject any opportunity to forgive. Never reject any opportunity to forgive. When the opportunity of forgiveness is presented to you, Forgive. And move on with your life. Your life will be void of cancer. Your life will be void of evil. You'll be able to sleep well at night. Because unforgiveness breeds bitterness. And bitterness ruins a person's life. Sends a person to an early grave. Praise the Lord. Jephthah came back. You too will come back. I say you are a comeback person. I say you are a comeback person. Amen. The Bible says in Luke 20 verse 17 that the stones which the builders rejected has become the chief, not just cornerstone, has become the chief cornerstone, the most important of the building, that if you remove it, everything will crumble. May God make you like that. May that be your story. Hallelujah. From Jephthah's story, we see how God can allow or prepare someone for the service he has designed them for. Praise the Lord. You see, if what happened to Jephthah had not happened to him, he probably would be in his comfort zone. Praise the Lord. He will be in his comfort zone. And he won't tap into the grace that God has put in his life. You know what David said in Psalm 119 and verse 71? He said, "It is good that I was afflicted so that I can learn your statutes, so that I can learn your decrees." It is good. It was good for Jephthah. If not, he will be parading himself. "I'm the son of Gilead. You don't know who I am." And yet the grace that God has put upon his life, he will not tap into it. And when things happen in your life, look closely. It's because God wants to do something. Praise the Lord. Let's rise up. Please record these prayers. Let's rise up. And I want you to pray. Not silent prayer. Need I tell you? Jephthah said, "You mean if I go and I win this battle, I'll be your head?" They said yes. Jephthah knew that God was with him, even though people were not with him. He knew that with God there was a guarantee of victory. And he went. He fought. He won the battle. Every battle in your life, may God give you victory over it. In Jesus' name. Somebody say, "Father." Come on, say it like you mean it. "Father, purge me of every negative thoughts. Purge me of unforgiveness. Purge me of bitterness and envy. In Jesus' name." Open your mouth and pray. Ask God to purge you of bitterness. Ask God to purge you of envy. Ask God to purge you of rage. Ask God to purge you of unforgiveness. Unforgiveness that is eating up the benefits of your life. Ask God to purge you in Jesus' name. Ask God to purge you so you can carry that which God has presented or prepared you for. In Jesus' name. Somebody say, "Father." Say, "Father, create a reason for those who rejected me to call me back to a position of honor. In the name of Jesus.
Father God, create a reason for those who have rejected me to call me back to a position of honor. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Father, create a reason. Create a reason, oh God, for those who have rejected me. Create something for them to call me back to a position of high honor. Malebro sotoriada, libra seteke, lego doboko zigadavia, napra sande lebrogo shande, ika dezeke lebobo robo shindalaba, masekere. Talk to the Lord and say, Father, remember me for good. Remember me for good. Let your heart be connected to Jehovah today. Remember me for good. Remember me for good, O Lord. This week, Father, remember me for good. This month, O God, remember me for good. For the rest of this year, the rest of my life, Father, remember me for good. Remember my household for good. Some people are not praying. Pray, pray, pray. Ask God to remember you for good. Remember me for good, Almighty God. Remember me for good. Somebody pray and say, Father, reverse any damage done to my life, even from conception. In Jesus' mighty name, every damage done to my life, even from conception, Father, reverse it today. Reverse it today. Reverse it today. Every damage done to my life, even from my mother's womb, Father, reverse it today. Mighty God, Mata dozegede, imprecete keriande. Lord God, restore all that I have lost in Jesus' name. All that I have lost, all that the enemy has stolen from me, in the order of Jephthah, in the order of David, Father, in the order of Jabez, Father, restore back to me all that was stolen from me by circumstances. King of glory, restore back to me in the name of Jesus. Turn all my years of disappointment into divine appointment. Father, turn all my years of disappointment into divine appointments in the name of Jesus. Father God Almighty, give me the grace, give me the ability to reign over every circumstance in my life. In Jesus' name, ability and grace to reign over every circumstance in my life. Ability, capacity, the grace to reign over every circumstance in my life. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Father, reverse every lateness, every lateness, Father God, and give speed to my blessing. Reverse every lateness, give speed to my blessing. Reverse every lateness, give speed to my blessing. Breathe upon the work of my hand, O God. Breathe upon my life, O God. Breathe upon my destiny, O God. Breathe upon my home. Breathe upon my marriage. Eke dozo goba zagada. Ni plate zende lebros. Makle dos kende riande. Mi rabo sotoria. Ika tazande lebo. Eke reba bababa. Maka dozo dogo brege shende. Malike ribo riga. Imbrando sonto liande. I prezedege liandra mashando. Para moshika liga zegede. Begin to bring your prayer to a close. Begin to thank God this morning. Thank God for prayer answered. Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God for prayer answered. Give Him praise this morning. In Jesus' name. I want you to lift up your two hands to heaven as I pray for you. Eternal Rock of Ages, I pray for all your children all over this building, even in the children's church. Lord, I pray that every deposit that you have deposited in us that will bring us honor, let it begin to come to fruition. Let it begin to show, Almighty Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are the God who has created us as the head and not the tail. Ability to rise up to the level of head. Receive it today in Jesus' mighty name. Ability to rise up to the level of the head, where God will be honored in your life. Receive it today in the mighty name of Jesus. Today I decree over your life that your time for payback has come. Your season of payback has come. Receive your payback. Receive your payback. Receive your payback. I said, let honor be restored back to you. Let glory be restored back to you. Let joy be restored back to you. Let peace be restored back to you. Let health and healing be restored back to you. In the name of God the Father, the name of God the Son, the name of God the Holy Spirit. If you believe it, shout a glorious amen. Hallelujah. Are you blessed today? Come on, give God praise in the house. Glory be to God. You may be seated. You may be seated.